The Valley of Horses by Gene M. Owl. Copyright 1982 by Gene M. Owl. All rights reserved. Author's dedication. For Karen, who read the first draft of both. And for Asher, with love. Author's acknowledgments. In addition to the people mentioned in the Clan of the Cave Bear, whose help has been of continuing assistance for this Earth's Children book, and for which I am still grateful, I am further indebted to the director, Dr. Denzel Ferguson, and staff of Malheur Field Station in the high desert steppes country of Central Oregon, and most especially to Jim Riggs. He taught, among other things, how a fire is made, how a spear thrower is used, how bulrushes make sleeping mats, how to pressure flake a stone tool, and how to squish deer brains. Who would have thought that could turn deer hide into velvety soft leather? Doreen Gandy, for her careful reading and most appreciated comments so I could be assured this book stands alone. Ray Owl, for support, encouragement, assistance, and doing the dishes. Chapter 1. She was dead. What did it matter if icy needles of freezing rain flayed her skin raw? The young woman squinted into the wind, pulling her wolverine hood closer. Violent gusts whipped her bearskin wrap against her legs. Were those trees ahead? She thought she remembered seeing a scraggly row of woody vegetation on the horizon earlier, and wished she had paid more attention, or that her memory was as good as that of the rest of the clan. She still thought of herself as clan, though she never had been, and now she was dead. She bowed her head and leaned into the wind. The storm had come upon her suddenly, hurtling down from the north, and she was desperate for shelter. But she was a long way from the cave and unfamiliar with the territory. The moon had gone through a full cycle of phases since she left, but she still had no idea where she was going. North, to the mainland beyond the peninsula.